I'm Catherine Smart.
And I'm Rochelle Bingham.
And this is Reality Mums, your go-to podcast for reality TV, pop culture, mum life, and all things in between. We're back for another episode of Reality Mums, and my brain is currently exploding. We've had one attempt of recording already, which I forgot to hit the record button, but I am blaming Marcus Jordan's sugar boogers and the penis that broke the Olympics. I'm sorry, but there's just so much going on right now. I've got to pull myself together. The internet is killing me today. There is just so much going on.
Yes, so we don't have a lot of shows to watch, but everything is delivering. So we've got Marcus Jordan caught snorting or doing something with some sort of white substance. Nothing's been confirmed. There's pasta involved, sauceless pasta.
Psycho.
Which is strange. So that broke yesterday. So we'll see where that comes, what happens with all of that. No statements have been released as yet.
No.
So we'll see what happens there. Sheena has been bitten by a horse.
Not any horse.
Finally,
the king's horse.
Camilla. No.
Oh, Rochelle. You're such a bitch today.
We're only getting started. So she's been bitten. You had told me this. Apparently a lady got bitten, I don't know, not long ago.
Yeah, in the last couple of weeks, there was a woman posing for a photo and there is this huge sign next to the horse that says, "Don't get close to the horse, they bite." And she was so close to this horse and it bit her really hard. I think she actually fainted. It bit her so hard. So to see Sheena getting just as close to this horse, I can't help but feel like she saw this woman getting all this international press. Like, why can't that be me? And she's got on a plane. She's like, I need to go to Buckingham Palace.
Maybe I need to be bitten. Has anyone considered that I like getting bitten by horses? We've got the Olympics happening right now, which is consuming. My kids must be learning about it at school. We're watching it at every opportunity. There was the penis that knocked down the pole vaulting. Do you know what? If you're going to lose as a male, you're still winning. Yeah. Let's be honest.
He's been offered $250,000 to make an adult film already. This guy's future is looking very good.
Yeah. So he's fine. But I do believe it's very distracting. The lighter color pants, it's a feast for the eyes. Like it's continuous bomba and it's everywhere. When they've got the dark, like if it's a black pant, you don't see as much, but there's a lot of information.
You don't know where to look.
No.
It's a lot.
And watching it with the kids, like they see it.
Yeah.
Like Scarlett's like, oh, wow. Like there's a lot happening at the Olympics. Apparently the Italian swimming team, I keep seeing memes about them, how good looking they are.
Oh, really? Did they win any medals? I don't think so.
Yeah, they won gold. I think I saw.
Says the Olympics correspondent. I don't think they did very well. Yeah, they won gold.
No, I think they got gold. I saw them with medals of some sort.
I'm one of those people that's like sitting on the couch going, oh, yeah, no, they're definitely going to get marked down for that. And like next minute I get a thing on my watch saying congratulations for standing up. I am an athlete.
You're an athlete. You stood up. Did you close your rings?
That's congratulations. Here's the medal.
Yeah. We've also got Emily in Paris is coming back next week, I believe.
Next week, I think. I can't wait for that. They're doing it in two drops. Yeah. And it's interesting. Someone had a theory on that, is that the reason why they do them in two drops is to stop people from signing up for the free trial and binging a whole season at the start. Yeah. No. Yeah. That was just something that I heard.
It's still only going to cost them a month.
Oh, and have you added up how much everything costs? We did that the other day and I just tried to ignore the figure on the calculator. I'm like.
No. And also now, so you've got, these were streaming services with no ads. Now there's ads, and if you want no ads, you've got to pay. And like Stan is playing the Olympics coverage if you want specific Olympics coverage, but that's on top. Like you can't keep doing this.
No.
Everybody's ripping me off at every possible
Someone's
like.
going to come out like Foxtel, because everyone, we all had Foxtel back in the day, and then we all got rid of Foxtel because it was too expensive. And then we all signed up to 250 streaming services, and now we're paying like three times what we were for Foxtel. And they're just sitting there going,
Yeah.
we're all going to go back and say, I'm sorry, you're right.
Also, I feel like some of my shows overlap. So I've got binge shows, some of the HeyU shows. So then I'm like, do I need HeyU? But then HeyU shows a couple of things that I do need it for. And
That's
then
the problem.
Paramount also has some. Oh, anyway, that's costing me a fortune, but I'm just going to ignore that. And
Just a
then
bare necessity.
I've been watching on one of the streaming services, I think it's Netflix, Dallas Cow
Dallas
Boys,
Cowboys.
Dallas
Yeah,
Cowboys, the
Dallas.
cheerleading.
Is it the Dallas Cheerleaders or Dallas Cowboys?
You know
Whatever.
the one.
It's the jumping and the dancing and the eating disorders.
Not the football team.
No.
I started watching this with the vision that maybe I'd sit and watch it with Scarlett because she does cheer. Glad I watched it first. I cannot believe how out of touch. So watching these women put these young girls through, like they get one uniform if you grow out of it, like it's very body focused, looks focused. They're zooming in on their faces and picking out things with their teeth and how they scrunch their noses. I'm like, this is almost at the pageantry level, you know, when it was like toddlers and
It's
tiaras and all.
basically that. It's the same thing.
I was very surprised. Like, you know, it's happening and it's Dallas. So we get it. Like, they're all, but I'm like, I was just surprised to see it's still happening. And I
I
didn't.
mean, we like to think we've come a long way, and a lot more voices are heard now, which are pushing against those sorts of behaviors. But there's still a portion of the planet that's still very much stuck in that whole, you must look like this. This must be perfect. It's,
That
yeah,
one
it's
episode, they're talking
scary.
about a girl's stomach that jiggles, and they're saying she needs to tighten it up. And they use words that are a bit more specific, like they say that they look fatigued, or are you feeling, is your face, they say different words. So they're not saying fat, then they're careful with their words. And they were talking about this girl's stomach with the movement. And I'm like, there's some people that no matter what, they've got a stomach. And this girl was, and they were saying one girl, oh, look at her curves. She was very thin. There was, she was curvy compared to some other girls, but I'm like, and people's height. And I'm like, you can't, some people cannot get rid of that stomach. And the way that they're talking, and then the next scene cuts to the girls, they're ordering Starbucks. They're trying to get the ones with the lowest calories. I think it's got eating disorder written all over it. I don't like it. I feel like I watched it and it was interesting, but I
I would
was
like to
surprised.
watch it. I definitely won't be letting my girls watch it.
No. I thought it'd be
Definitely.
nice to see how hard they work. They're athletes in their own right. So I wanted to show Scarlett that, but no, she won't be watching it with me
I
because I
think
don't
that there's a documentary on Simone Biles, maybe. That would probably be good for Scarlett to watch because it's still that sort of athletic, training, active. But from what I hear, it's quite a positive documentary. That might be something worth looking at.
Because I focus on strong, not skinny, fitness and health over being how you look. Even in the Olympics, I'm like, it's important that they're strong. They're so healthy. They're at the top of their game. This documentary does none of that. It's all about hair, teeth. Oh, anyway, there's that. I've also been watching another show called The Surreal Life, I think it is. It's got Kim Solsiak Bierman on it.
So, is
Macy Gray.
it a drama
No,
or
it's a reality show.
oh, it's a reality show?
And it's they're all living in a house, like a Big Brother house. Macy Gray's on it. Recently was in the news because Macy Gray is on it. She's quite funny, actually. She's openly talks about being on Ozempic and ends up in hospital with it. And that was all sort of in the news.
I'll have to check
Anyway,
it out. I didn't
something
know
to
that
watch.
that. I mean, it's
Tom
good that she's
Parker.
getting a paycheck because she was, for a while there, all we were getting was Kim Zolciak Bierman. What are they called?
Oh,
She
yeah, that
was
she's
trolling us
gambling.
online. Remember when she was trolling us for clicks, for clickbait? Yeah. So at
So
least we got
now
some.
she talks about her divorce. That's all happening while she's in this house. It's not the best, but anyway, it's something.
It's something to watch. Something that everybody watched, and it was good to see some life back into a show which we've generally come to hate of late, is The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And we had our last supper. So there's been a couple of episodes since we spoke last. Before we got to the last supper, can we just talk about the anaphylactic episode with the husbands? So whose husband was it? John, was it John Fudo who it happened to? Yeah, it was John. He had a, first of all, this is bizarre, a shot out of a bone marrow. So like they pour a shot of alcohol down the bone through the bone marrow. He's then thought he's having an allergic reaction. He's asking for the Vicks. He's puffed. Yeah, his lips were puffing up. He's like, he was drunk. He was very, did you see how drunk he was? Because he, when he was refusing help and medical assistance, he was really quite belligerent. And then Marge's husband's coming in and going, "It's anaphylactic. You're having an anaphylactic reaction. Sit down. Do what they say." And the
And did they
police
have
there,
ice? They had
ice.
ice at
Yeah, they
one
had
point.
ice.
Vicks. They're trying to get Vicks. I thought that was hilarious.
In the US, when you call 911, and I know this from experience because they sent the fire department with my ambulance people, but they sent the police officers with the ambulance to this
Why?
anaphylactic shock. It's just this thing they do. They seem to just send everybody there. He's sitting there like, no, I don't need anything. They're like, here's some Benadryl. I give Benadryl to the kids if I want them to go to sleep. Probably shouldn't. I think I've done it once, okay? At least
Your friend does it.
my friend
Our
does
friend
it. When my parents wanted me to go to sleep as a child, I'm pretty sure my nan would give me a cap full of sherry.
Yeah, was it Finnegan was all the rage.
Finnegan,
You,
I've done that.
but
Finnegan.
I'm opposite. So I go opposite on Finnegan. So does Scarlett. So she actually needed it once. And Stuart came home. She was screaming, running up and down the couch, screaming for a tutu and a picnic. And we always talk about it now. Oh God, she wants a tutu and a picnic. So yeah,
Oh my
Finnegan
God.
first effect.
How did we get to here? That's right, we were talking about the
Anaphylaxis.
anaphylaxis. Okay, so back to New Jersey, the
Yes.
Last Supper.
Well, then opposite though, while we're on the last episode, there was the other guys' night, which seemed like the boringest guys' night in the history of guys' night, where Louis did this creepy declaration of love. What was that?
Where is that?
Well, Aiden did one.
He had this whole video set up where you, like in this room, it must be where he does podcasting or something, and making them all sit down and record their love for their partners. It was vomit inducing. It was disgusting. Like, I cannot with that guy. He has ruined
New Jersey.
everything about New Jersey. So, The Last Supper, hosted by Dolores and Jen Fessler. Before we got to that, though, we had activated Dolores on the couch at Marge's house. And the C word was flying so many times. And I got to say, I am not a fan of the uncensored version. Normally, I'm a huge fan of uncensored versions of things because you really feel like you're there with them because you're hearing all of the swearing. Everything's coming out, nothing's censored. But oh my God, trying to watch the uncensored version of New Jersey this week was hard because every second word was the F word, it was the C word, it was the two of them together. It was just so Margaret and Dolores were going at it over a misunderstanding about something to do with the reunion last year,
Meeting, the
the
pre-meeting or something.
pre-meeting, and then a minute later, they're hugging and saying, "Oh, I love you. I only
Yeah.
swear like that at my sister's." Like, it was exhausting. And then we end up at this Last Supper, which just it just exploded in so many ways. We had Danielle lunge across the table, and which did she throw a glass at Jen Aiden?
I saw Teresa like move into security mode very quickly for
Yeah,
Jen.
yeah. But
I
Jen
don't get
deserved everything she got.
that.
She was
Jen
horrible.
became more and more mob wife the longer that that supper went on. She had this real Jersey accent. I don't know what was happening with her. I don't like it.
No, she's very unlikable.
I like her
And
daughter. I find her daughter
her
hilarious.
daughter's very funny. But yeah, it's just one of those things. She's not good TV because she's just mean and horrible to watch. So when all that exploded, eventually everybody sat back down again. Actually, when this is where I get my timeline right. We had the dance off between.
That happened in between. So then Fessler left because she
Yep,
said, I can't.
Fessler walked out of the. She was
Tells
co-hosting.
me, if you're on New Jersey and you can't handle that, what are you doing on New Jersey? You
But don't you
go.
think it was a boss move that she just was like, I am done with these
Yeah.
women?
I get it. I'm done with it too. But I mean, you know what you signed up for. You're the host. I don't know. She left. Then someone called Teresa dog lips at some point, which I loved. I think that's amazing. Especially because dogs don't really have like big lips. Does she
I'm
mean?
trying to imagine what a dog's lips look like.
Well, they're sort of small. Most of them are black. Don't dogs have like little tiny black lips? Dogs don't have like big lips with filler.
Yet
Anyway.
she's all lips now. She's like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Very much. So then her and Melissa had this weird, almost Zoolander-like pose off. I'm not your bra. And then they're like posing. Like it was a very
Like, you're a
strange.
whore, and
Ooh,
then change your
ooh,
pose.
ooh. It was it
Oh.
was awkward. That was weird. And then though, oh my goodness, Marge delivered. She delivered because I can't stand. Oh my God, what's her name? It slipped my mind again.
Jackie
Jackie
Goldschneider.
Schneider. She seemed in the earlier seasons that she wasn't that interested in being on the show. She was low maintenance. Then she started to give a little bit of thirst last season. She was a little bit funny. Something happened last season. I'm glad she's gone. Now she's back and she's hungry to be on the screen. Oh my God, and Marge, the call was coming from inside the house. It happened. You subpoenaed the wrong bitch. That was the line that gave me full body goosebumps. And then they were like, hang on a minute. Teresa's slow. She needs a minute to process it. She's not here to help her out with what this means. Like we need, it's almost she needs Gia there to tell her what's happening.
Wish that they had just kind of let it go and then just have a camera like zooming in slow motion on her face. And it's that meme of the woman with all the maths coming out of her head.
Because she doesn't know. And they're like, so you're okay with her? And she's like, yeah, I'm fine with her. How? It's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Teresa's crazy. Jackie Goldschlinger, or whatever her name is, she is so desperate to be on Jersey. And now she can't even walk around the corner. That scene at the end where she's creeping up and then she reverses back. I'm like, ha,
Yeah.
good. Get scared. Be scared. I loved
She's
it.
got Rachel vibes about her. I feel like there's going to be some sort of
Bethany
checking
interview.
into a retreat, mental health facility,
Bethany.
lawsuit. She'll be on with Bethany before you know
Yeah,
it.
she will.
I'm surprised
Eating.
Bethany hasn't already been all over this trying to get Jackie in. It's got those vibes.
Yeah, sorry, my phone's ringing. Yeah, it does have those vibes. She is desperate for attention and I don't know how it's going to fare for her. And I don't know. There's been a rumor that next season we've only got Dolores and Teresa back. And we have both agreed that out of Teresa and Melissa, I don't want Teresa. I don't want Louie.
No, I don't see how we can have a palatable show if Louis is involved in it. He's a
He's
horrible
so
person.
wild. With his namaste, peace and love, de declarations of love, who leaked the video, all that sort of stuff. And then he wishes. Like, I know that they're not on good terms with Margaret, but to wish ill upon her family like that, he's like a nasty man.
Yeah. And he's getting a
Really
lot
nasty.
of backlash. Like people
Yeah.
are saying, you're going too far.
Yeah.
The things that he's saying are really horrible.
Yeah.
It's not in the
And
spirit of Housewives.
no, and it's not over something Huge.
No.
Do you know what I mean? No one's murdered anyone. And I think that that's what these people kind of need to keep in perspective. I'll be interested to see what happens next season, but it was a very, after what was a boring season, the last two episodes had parts where I was interested in what was
Which is good.
good.
Maybe there's life left in it. Something where there is still life and it's fun to watch. I'm really enjoying OC this season is so far good. I mean, it has the potential to be really boring and bad again, and that's up with that new girl. So Katie, she's really interesting. She's really funny. Like, I'm interested in her life as a housewife, but she's picking up on this desperate storyline to go after Heather because Heather allegedly called the paparazzi to her at Disneyland with Terry. And it's just like, oh, we don't care. We don't give a shit. It's
No, we
boring.
don't. We didn't care last season because this
No.
was a story last season. I don't want this to continue on this season. And also, I don't think the housewives realize that the viewer doesn't care if the paparazzi shots are staged or like we don't care because I'm honestly, I didn't even see those shots.
No, and who cared about, like, they've made them a bigger thing than they needed to be, and it's disappointing that no one's reading the room in that space, because she's got potential, I think, to be a good housewife.
Yeah, I like her. I'm interested in her. Well, would she set up the golf day? But then she couldn't play golf. That was strange.
I was expecting her to be really good, and then she called it a
Same.
golf off instead of a playoff or something. It's like, what?
Yeah. Then you've got Gina, who's kicked her boyfriend out, who's supported her through her divorce, and now she's like, "No, nah, too hard basket, get out." But she misses him.
That just confuses me so much. And I feel for that poor guy. He really put up with so much of her divorce for so long, and then for her to turn around and go, "Yeah, no, I don't have space for you. I need more space for you to be here." It's like
And
you're
then she keeps
basically
saying,
splitting a family in half.
and she's saying, "I miss him in the bed." I'm like, okay, we ask him to move out. And he seems like a quite a nice guy.
He does. So she's obviously got some reason why she doesn't want him to live there anymore. I mean, long term, you can't see that working. It
No.
just, you don't
I
do
think this
that.
is
You
together,
make it
though.
work. You live in a one bedroom together. You pile everybody up in bunks. You make it work. If you're a family, you make it work.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, shouldn't, I'm not judging. I'm not judging, but it's weird. Can we talk about Vicky and the staph infection and the pus that's coming out of her chest? Literally checks herself out of the hospital where she's supposed to be because she's got shit to do.
Don't know. I was actually happy to see Vicky back.
Vicky in small doses, when she's
It's good.
not losing her mind and going just crazy over something, I actually find her really funny, and I'm glad to
Funny.
see her back. And she's giving me Mama Elsa vibes in that she's really aging with the show, and she's taking on that, I don't want to say old woman, but she's an,
Eccentric. She's eccentric,
yeah,
like a,
eccentric.
and the drama. She brings the drama, but not in a way. I would rather, I think, Vicky than Tamra.
Oh, definitely.
Tamra is, you need that person that stirs the pot. But you've got Emily who does it in a very subtle sort of way. So you need that person who sort of brings it up. Tamra brings things up so obvious to the point that it almost seems like she's going to look at the camera where she's breaking the fourth wall. And it's so obvious that I think, okay, we get it that you're playing this pot stirrer villain sort of role or whatever it is, but you don't need to do it so obvious. And even when she's always looking for like a little soundbite that's going to be her thing. And they were all looking out the window, and then she's like, "Scatter like cockroaches. They're coming," or something. And I'm like, "You're trying to make something, trying too hard." Vicky is naturally quite funny, and the things that she says are quite funny, and you don't need, I don't know, she's not trying as hard. That's what I'm seeing. Then you've got Jen, who is the one that hasn't paid the rent, who's learning how to do her own makeup because Gina was like, "You can't be having glam all the time," which I tend to agree with. But then she's gone to Vegas with her husband, who's now Ryan, who's paying for everything for her
Are
now.
they married or they're engaged?
Or boyfriend, partner. But then she's like, I just want to be in Vegas eating naked chips. Why are they naked? Why is this necessary?
It's not necessary and it's disgusting and it needs to stop.
On my notes for the show, I've got naked chips and question marks. Like that was stuck with me because I don't want that.
No.
How is this? I've got questions about it. Like, where are you eating it? At the dinner table?
Well, I hope
On the couch? Are you
it's,
laying?
but if it's at the dinner table, they're sitting on the chairs. So they're sitting their naked asses on those chairs in Vegas. I mean, that's gross. And then if it's in the bed, that's gross because it's all over the sheets. And then you're going to have a shower afterwards. And what if it, they're those chips that have got, like, the ones that are all fancy with all of the herbs? So you're not
Yeah.
just dealing with salt. It's like, oh, if it's a little bit of oregano and a little bit of thyme and.
Rosemary lift. Well, I don't want that. I don't want to eat naked anything. I would like fully clothed chips or naked showers. Like you keep it separate.
As opposed to showers with your clothes on.
I don't know.
So confused.
I
Next
just
time you're
don't.
naked, next time you're naked, do me a favor and put on a pair of socks. And I tell you what, you will feel more naked than you've ever felt. Oh, there's something about socks when you're naked. It just elevates the
The nakedness. Well, I imagine wearing being naked, wearing socks, and then eating something.
nakedness. And what type of
Super
socks?
naked.
Gen Z socks or
No
ankles?
bottoms. Well, they'd have to be Gen Z. They're the only ones I
Can
own
I
now.
just make a confession? I am wearing Gen Z socks, and if I wear ankle socks now, it feels weird in my shoes.
Yeah.
My
Well,
legs are
even
going, where's my socks?
I know, because it's cold.
I know.
And the other day, Hudson came out going to school. He's wearing shorts and his other socks he just grabbed out of the drawer. He had ankle socks on. It's like, mate, are you wearing socks? He's like, yeah. But I couldn't sit there. It almost seemed rude. So much ankle. Like
He's
his
going to be
legs
bullied
seemed.
now. It's like, I'm looking out for your best interests. Cover those ankles.
It seemed colder because he had shorts on. And I was like, where are the. I feel like the
Yep.
socks have provided some. Yeah. I don't know what's I've changed.
I've changed too.
And but I will not be eating naked chips anytime soon. I can
No, neither
confirm
will I.
that. No. What's our other show?
So the last show for the week is Below Deck. We don't have a lot on Below Deck. And it's, I mean, it's okay. It's not great. We've got Ellie and Bree, who are at each other constantly, who appear now to be not as at each other because they can kind of bond a little bit over the fact that Eyebrows, whatever his name is, what is his name? Joe, made a little song and sang it on the piano while Ellie was in the room and he didn't realize. Basically just bragging about the fact that he's got two women after him and he's got all the choice and who's he going to pick. And it was just, yeah, it was not a good time for Joe. So, the laundry is being stuffed up. Someone's going to get fired soon.
There's a
It's
burn
just
book for laundry.
the burn book. Yeah, I didn't even understand that. Like, I was trying to understand what she was writing in there. I'm like, why are you writing this stuff? But she's obviously writing down mistakes that are not hers
I
as a.
thought the book, though, was to keep track of things like, charter guest one, green dress. I thought that's what the book was for. And then I'm like, oh, she's writing who's wronged her. I'm
Yeah.
going to start booking my laundry. Husband,
I'm
put out the
surprised you
bin.
don't have a burn book.
Starting one. It's actually a great idea.
Very on brand for you to have a burn book.
Bad mood today. Just.
Who was it? It was Real Housewives of New York, wasn't it? Was it Sai? And she did she have the phone app, like the notes app? One of them did.
Yeah. So there's a burn book. Ali was on Watch What Happens Live this week. She has set wearing the skating outfit from last year's reunion again. I don't know what's going on. I'm all for repeating an outfit, but not a figure skating outfit, I feel is weird. But she was on there. She has said that she's regretted most of her actions from the season. She wishes that she was different
Yeah.
with Brie.
Yeah, she knows she's
So
not coming across all that well.
no, she knows she's not coming across well. Aisha's Aisha, she's not doing much.
Nah.
There's the bosun.
Oh,
I
he's
don't know.
terrible.
Needs a haircut. Put that in the burn. Ian needs a haircut. Bold
He
memes
thinks
back.
he's so cool, but he's just not. He's just, you know, those people who think they've got swag, but they really don't. And he tried to hook up with Ellie, or he tried to see whether or not that was a possibility, and she just shut him straight down, like, no. But
No.
he's a terrible bosun. I'm surprised Sandy hasn't fired him yet.
Yeah. No, he's not great. The chef is doing better.
Yeah, but don't you still find his stuff boring? Like, I know they're saying the food's really good, but I don't
Even
know.
he's a bit bored.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they're a bit sassy or they're doing something, or I don't know, there's something, but there isn't much with him.
Yeah. They're
The
not
main
really
trouble.
editing him to be someone who we're like, oh, I love when he's on.
No. It's okay.
It's okay. It'll get us through. What have we got coming up? Like, what's next? I think they're shooting or have shot New York.
Yeah.
We've
New York.
got.
There'll have to be something because Jersey's wrapping. I think they've got the reunion where they're watching it at the separate things this week
Yeah.
coming. Dubai must be coming to an end. They're filming their reunion, so that'll be soon. I think New York is next. I'm really missing that Southern Charm, Winter House, Summer House show.
Yeah.
That's the thing I'm missing because normally at this time of year, there's something else going on, and I'm missing that. There's
Yeah.
Million Dollar Listing LA. It's okay, but it's a real estate show.
Yeah. I've moved across, like, not moved across, I've moved away from those real estate shows. I've just kind of, I think they saturated the market a little bit. I like that, you know, Southern Charm and with Summer House and Winter House. And then each of the Housewives franchises, they've all got their own thing. Like, they've all got their own style. Whereas
Yeah.
all the real estate ones kind of just blend in together. So, yeah. I mean, and
Speaking of real estate, did you see Chrishell from Selling Sunset is going on to Neighbours?
oh, I think I
Desperate.
did see something about that. Yeah.
Why?
She needs a paycheck while she's here, I suppose.
Neighbours got cancelled, didn't it?
Yeah, and then they got picked up straight away and they fired half the cast and put it on a different network, I think.
Oh, is Harold still there?
Oh, I don't know. Didn't Harold die? Or
In
is
real
he
life?
alive? I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I'm not sure, but when I saw her on the project and she's like, I'm going on to Neighbours, I was like, really?
Oh, didn't know.
Maybe she's trying to get more of a UK audience because I think they're the only people watching it still. We need Arshina. She's there.
She's probably in the emergency room still having stitches.
Probably.
Sorry, that's so funny that she got bitten by a horse.
Can't believe that.
Oh, on that note,
Anyway,
we're
that's
done.
it.
That was fun. All right. Well, when we catch up next, there'll be no Olympics. Emily in Paris will be back. And
Yes.
yeah, let's see what happens with the Jersey reunion because it. Well, sort of semi-reunion, not really a reunion, but kind of a reunion. Hopefully
Yeah,
not three parts.
I'm kind of glad. I think
I
it'll only
didn't
be
need
one.
it. No.
No.
What we saw in that Last Supper was what we would have seen at the reunion. Just explosive yelling from one side to the other and people storming out.
Imposing. Dog lips.
Posing. Oh my God. If we ever have a fight, because we haven't had one yet. But if we ever have a fight, can we just start posing in the middle of
Yeah.
it?
I'll get my burn book out.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Good
Okay.
I'll
It was
talk to
good
you
to
soon.
talk to you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.